All right, Bill Barty, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors, and of course, fall brings the change of colors, and every time I think about changing tree colors, I revert back to being 6 years old when I had a Jack Frost coloring book. Wonder if they still make that one.
Wow.
Jack Frost with a paintbrush in his hand painting tree leaves, and you could color them in any color you wanted them.
Wow. Well, see, you're probably like a whole bunch of other people who reminisce of their childhood and maybe look forward to creating more of their childhood in adulthood. And throughout the Carolinas and the entire Eastern Seaboard, we are celebrating fall with the beautiful eruption of these colors. However, this year is a little bit different. A warmer summer, the storms it went through, and other factors have helped delay our leaf change. Maybe that changed your travel plans to the Carolinas and beyond. We're going to find out right now because we're going to get educated, Don. So pay attention. You got your pen and paper. Number two pencil. What is it?
A Ticonderoga.
You got it out because we are going to Cullowhee, North Carolina. We've got biology professor Dr. Beverly Collins that's going to come on and help us with this. Dr. Collins, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, if we had travel plans to come up to Cullowhee or any of the higher elevation mountain towns and cities, would we have been disappointed if we had made early plans this year?
You would have been a little disappointed because the leaves would have still been green, or mostly green, until basically we had some cold weather this week, and the leaves have now started to change quickly.
Well, I'm not too proud to bring this up. From seventh grade biology, I'm sure, but will you tell us what the creation of the leaf change is? What is it that makes this happen? The sunlight effect, the lack of sunlight effect, the temperatures, all of those things. What goes into this?
Just a minute. I'm pretty sure it's Jack Frost.
Oh, see.
According to my color book.
Well, I sat beside Don Yeager in seventh grade biology class, and so that's what I had on my piece of paper, too, Jack Frost.
Right.
But Dr. Collins, what is it really that creates this change each year?
Well, it is, in fact, the cold weather that brings on the quicker color change because it triggers the chlorophyll, which is that green color that masks all the other colors in the leaves. It triggers that green color, that chlorophyll, to degrade or not be made more, and that lets the other colors, the yellows and the oranges, shine through. And that's what we see as our fall color. Also, the cold weather triggers the leaves to make a red color called anthocyanins, which is that red color you see in a great many of our trees like sourwoods and dogwoods.
Wow. So that's why it starts earlier in places like Cullowhee or in Boone or that sort of thing. So here we are, really latter October. What's the situation where you are, and what can the rest of the Carolinas and Eastern Seaboard at elevation or differing elevations, what can we expect for the rest of the fall?
Well, where I am, the higher elevations, the really higher elevations, may be past their peak right now. But the slopes and the lower elevations where I am, the colors are just now peaking. And so this weekend or even next weekend would be great times to visit. Of course, as you go farther south and as you go east, that would be later. So into November, maybe. But right here in Cullowhee, this is a great weekend, or next weekend is a good weekend to come and see the colors.
Now, Bill has a bit of trouble identifying different kinds of trees. Can you kind of give him a rundown on different colors and what trees those would be found on?
Sure. As I mentioned, those red colors are often seen in our early turning trees, like red maples and sourwood, which is a really pretty red right now. And some of our understory plants like dogwoods and even some sumac that we'll see along the sides of the road. Those are really pretty reds right now. The yellow colors we find in like tulip poplar, which is maybe already mostly turned now, and also in walnuts and some plants that are along the rivers, they also may be mostly turned now. We see the yellows also in sugar maples and hickories that we see all along our slopes. And so when we look out on our slopes, we see the reds of the red maples and the yellows of the sugar maples and the yellows of the hickories. And we also see our oaks. And our oaks are really cool. They turn a little later, but the white oaks tend to turn, not white, they tend to turn yellow and brown, and while the red oaks turn redder colors. The oaks are, colors are a little darker or more muted than the some of the other trees, and they turn a little later, but they certainly give us that sort of longer fall color that we see because we have a lot of oaks and hickories in our slope forests. And then up higher, at the higher elevations, we have what's called northern hardwood forest, which has a lot of birches and maples in it, and those birches tend to turn yellow and the maples tend to turn reds. So that's a really colorful forest up higher.
Her title is Fall Foliage Forecaster, Dr. Beverly Collins from Western Carolina University, biology professor. She's given us a lay of the land. Hey, this is a pretty good forecast because it is in present time. You don't have to look too far in the future in Cullowhee or beyond, but Dr. Collins, what is the health, and this may be a little curveball, but what is the health of the tree canopy in Western Carolina? We've heard a lot about the different blights or the different acid rains and that sort of thing. Do you know how we stand as far as just the health of the canopy in general?
Well, our forests, we do have a lot of pests that and blights that are attacking various trees in our forests. One of the latest ones, well, you may have heard about the hemlock adelgid, which is killing our hemlock trees. There's also a pest of the ash trees, which is one of our really common trees and is a pretty yellow color in fall. And many of our trees are being attacked. This is also has been a good year because it was so warm and wet and good for photosynthesis. It was a good year for some of the herbivores, like we had an oak caterpillar that attacked our oak trees. And so, yes, our forests are under attack by several pest species. At the same time, our forests are what's called a grading. They're growing forests. And so there's a balance between the forest growing and the pest attacks. So on balance, yeah, our forests are under attack, but they are also growing, and the rising CO2 in the atmosphere and our warmer temperatures mean that the forests are photosynthesizing a lot and growing a lot. And so ultimately there is a balance. Does that make sense?
Right. Now, leaves, when they change, do they, like, store a lot of sugar or something? Because I've noticed browsing animals like deer and so forth many times will eat leaves that have been frosted and are changing colors that you would think they wouldn't normally be eating.
Right. And, yes, as they change color, some of those starches and sugars and starches break down. And so they may be more available to the deer to eat them.
Got it. Now, what about the mass crop this year? Is there a lot of acorns out there?
There aren't. In fact, one of my classes was out looking for acorns recently, and we had a hard time finding any. It's not been a mast year for the white oaks. There are some individual southern red oak trees that are masting, but in general, it's not been a big mast year this year for the oaks.
And that's an issue for bears and deer and things of that type that really depend on those, right?
Yes, it is. The squirrels have been very busy this year taking hickory nuts.
Yeah, packing them in, huh? Mm-hmm. Now tell me about trees that keep their leaves during the year. For example, beech trees and things like that mm-hmm. that hold on to their leaves till spring.
Mm-hmm. That's actually what we call a family characteristic. It's the beeches and even the oaks will hang on to their leaves longer. And it's really just a trait that runs in particular families, the Fagaceae, for example, the beech family.
Right. It's easy to identify those throughout the winter because they've got that big almond-shaped gold leaf and hold on to them all year. And, of course, pin oaks do too, right?
Yes, they do. Pretty much all of the beeches and all of the oaks will hold on to their leaves for longer. The beeches are particularly good at it.
Dr. Beverly Collins, Western Carolina University biology professor, the fall foliage forecaster. Thank you always for spending some time with us here, the Outdoor Guys on WBT. In summation, it sounds like us procrastinators, this year's going to work out a little bit because you're going to be just in time for the leaf change in 2018. Dr. Collins, thank you so much for being on with us.